Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
We have learned from new court filings at the U.S. District Court here in Wilmington, Delaware, that Hunter Biden has agreed to plead guilty to multiple criminal charges. I'm going to walk you through this. One of these charges involves, these are two counts of failing to file tax returns in a timely fashion. Those are misdemeanors. He's also going to plead guilty to a charge of a firearm offense. This is the possession of a firearm while you are addicted to a controlled substance. Now, the firearm offense is going to be diverted. And what that means is that if he meets certain conditions, that charge will go away. This will be over a set period of time. Otherwise, it's the tax misdemeanor charges that he has been charged with. Now, this is a plea deal that he has reached with the U.S. Attorney's office here. That U.S. Attorney, David Weiss, was a Trump appointee and someone that Joe Biden, the president, did not replace. And one of the reasons why he didn't replace him was because of this investigation. They wanted to avoid any appearance of political interference.
So that ought to shut up MAGA, huh? You think it will? Do you think it'll still? I mean, will it satisfy them? I don't know. I mean, all the obsession that MAGA has with Hunter Biden, and he's not being investigated, and there's nobody on the case, and nobody's looking into him, and what's going on with the laptop, and what's going on with the, you know, he took a bribe. So this is the result. This is the result of a investigation that was ongoing, by the way, that started under the Trump administration, that was referred to the Pittsburgh's U.S. Attorney's Office and then forwarded to the Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office when Pittsburgh, I don't know why, Bill Barr sent it to Pittsburgh, but, and now it's ended. It's done. It's over. All the evidence, you know, was presented to Hunter Biden, a decision to indict him, you know, I'm sure he was looking at, and he decided to plea and to plead guilty, which, by the way, when you plead guilty, you know, it comes with some perks, which is why people do it. And so he pled guilty. But, I mean, is this going to stop them from saying that, you know, he took bribes? Is this going to stop them from saying that there's something on the laptop? Is this going to stop them from saying that he's running a prostitution ring? Is this going to stop them from saying that, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that it's going to be enough for Faux News. I don't know if it's not going to be enough for Newsmax or OAN or The Blaze or The Glory Hole or whatever their publications are called, you know, the Grumble platform or Bitter Twitter. You know, I don't know. Is this going to stop them? Is this enough for them? Is this going to stop the war room from warring? Is this going to stop InfoWars from going to war with info? No, I don't think so. I really honestly don't. But see, I told you this, right? And some of us who actually read newspapers and others of us who listen to people who do read newspapers, we knew that the U.S. attorney in Delaware had this case and that his name was Weiss and that when Biden came in, just like all presidents do, he took a look at all the U.S. attorneys and he decided to let almost all of them go and put his own people into U.S. attorneys' positions across the country, except for this one. This David Weiss is a Trump appointee. Biden didn't let him go. He kept him on the case. He kept him in place and let him finish his investigation into his own son. Can you imagine Donald Trump letting somebody look into, you know, Junior, or letting somebody look into Eric, or even, you know, his beloved, you know, Tiffany? I don't know. Does he even know her? Does he like her? I don't know. They all have one. All these rich families have a Connor. You know, they all have the Connor. You know, Tiffany is the Trump Connor, right? Everybody who watched Succession knows what I'm talking about. If you don't, then what's wrong with Randy? Something's gone horribly wrong with her. But
no, it's a phenomenon. It's on them, not you.
Right? Right?
Yep.
So now I'm going crazy. Like, what do I watch? What do I watch? I'm hoping for a trial. That would be good. You know, this trial of Donald Trump, you know, she, Miss Luz Cannon over there, just set a trial date for him. She set a trial date for August 14th. I think, yeah, August 14th. Don't expect that to actually occur. So she, I mean, and I want to know for sure that this trial will be broadcast because it is the most important trial that America will ever go through with a man who is a known liar, a repeated, unbelievably repetitive liar. I mean, he's pathological. He can't stop himself from lying. He just can't. Right. And so do you think that it's OK to get our information from, Faux News or Newsmax or OIN or RSB or Blaze or Glory Hole or any of them? I say, no, I don't want my news coming second, third, fourth, fifth hand. No. This trial has got to be on the TV. And, federal trials are never on the TV. It's like some unspoken thing. It's like some weird rule. It's like the OLC's rule that a sitting president can't be indicted. Oh, what bad thing could happen there? You can't hold a president accountable, for espionage while he's the president of the United States, or trying to overthrow the results of a free and fair election while he's president of the United States. Or, firing every civil servant, so that he can get loyalists in there, while he's president. Yeah, nothing bad could happen. But anyway, this isn't going to dent MAGA. This isn't going to make a dent in their fury one damn bit. This isn't going to satisfy them. This isn't going to make them happy, because Hunter Biden pled guilty. You know what's fun? You know what's really fun? There's two misdemeanors, okay? He did pay his taxes. He did pay them. He just didn't file them in time. He was too busy. This is the new excuse. Well, he didn't say that, but Donald Trump did last night. Did you see that? He was too busy to separate the laundry from the Iran war plans. I don't know. But anyway, one of the things against Hunter, the only felony that he pled guilty to is a gun charge. I thought there's nothing you can do with a gun that would be a felony. Didn't you think that?
I thought that little bit would endear him to MAGA.
Right.
I gotta be honest.
Are you kidding me? They're like, MAGA's going, what do you mean there's a felony associated with a gun? How do you violate the law while you have a... No, there's nothing you could do with a gun that would be a felony. Well, apparently there is. And Hunter Biden did it. And it's lying on the form. What form? I didn't fill out any form. Bought it out of a trunk of a guy who had a whole bunch of AKs. I picked the one I like. No. He actually lied on a form, and MAGA, you really ought to come to his rescue here. You really ought to come to his aid. You really ought to say, that's not a crime. There is no crime that's associated with gun ownership. Gun ownership, always good. Always good. Background checks, always bad. No crime. No crime. Only a Democrat could be found guilty of a gun charge. Like Republicans know how to illegally buy a gun without getting caught. I guess that's the theory at work here. But of course, these charges aren't going to mean jack crap to MAGA world because, Hunter Biden's true crime is not that Hunter Biden lied on a gun form. No, Hunter Biden's true crime is that he's Hunter Biden. You understand that. Hunter Biden's true crime is that he's Joe Biden's son, and that is always going to be his crime. And I mean, you're going to have the people on all these news networks screaming about how, his scalp has to be, served up on a platter because he's committed more serious crimes than gun felonies. Gun felony. I don't know, but he pled guilty. This thing should be over. The whataboutism should be over, but it isn't going to be over. Even though, the Republicans, they said they had a whistleblower. They lost their whistleblower. They can't find their whistleblower. And then they said they have tapes of Biden's plural, taking bribes, but they can't find the tapes. And nobody's heard the tapes. Grassley hasn't heard the tapes. Johnson hasn't heard the tapes. MTG hasn't heard the tapes. Getz hasn't heard. Nobody's heard the tapes. They're starting to question whether the tapes actually exist. Oh, you think? You lost your whistleblower, and the guy who had the tapes is dead.